Some welcome rain occurred across portions of the lower Midwest yesterday, and we're going to see the precipitation shifting off to the east. The precipitation will certainly help the late season crops develop in a relatively favorable manner, but it's getting pretty late in the season, and the focus of attention will be soon turning towards better crop maturation and soon harvest conditions as well. The forecast is going to offer some additional rain across the lower eastern portions of the Midwest today. Most of the precipitation that occurs is expected to be light, and certainly lighter than that which occurred in southern Illinois yesterday, and that will help to limit the amount of moisture that occurs in the soil. We're going to continue to have some pockets that are a little on the dry side because of this, but for the most part, it's late enough in the season now that it's probably more important to get this crop mature and moving on, although I'm sure there's need for moisture in some of these areas, if for no other reason, just to improve pre-planting conditions for the future wheat crop that will be going into the ground. But that's still some days down the road, if not some weeks, and we do need to see a little bit more moisture in a few pocketed areas that have been a little on the dry side. Rainfall as we go through this next 24 to 48 hours will be on the low side, but we will see a few locations in portions of Indiana and Ohio picking up on the totals that will run anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch. There might be something surprisingly great in a couple of counties or parts of counties, but it shouldn't be very widespread. A little follow-up disturbance will develop later today in parts of Nebraska and Iowa. That little disturbance will move to Missouri and Illinois as we move into the day tomorrow. That precipitation will eventually go ahead and push through the rest of the lower eastern Midwest with some additional follow-up precipitation occurring as we get into the day on Friday. After that, we will see drier tendencies occur across a big part of the Midwest, and I don't think we'll see another well-organized precipitation event until we get to perhaps the early to middle part of next week when the next frontal system is due to push through the region. The rainfall that occurs here tomorrow and on Friday will run mostly from about a tenth of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch. The greatest rains will be in parts of Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois. There could be some counties and parts of counties, again, that could get more than an inch of rain, but it looks like most of the precipitation will diminish considerably as it moves through the eastern parts of the region, and we'll look for Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky to end up with moisture totals that probably won't be more than 3 or 4/10 of an inch at the most. Now, as we get involved with the cooler and drier air that comes in behind this precipitation, we'll notice two things. First of all, the afternoon temperatures will cool off rather dramatically. We're going to be expecting to see some highs only in the 60s and 70s across the Midwest, especially on Friday and Saturday. Those will be the two coolest days. Now, during the mornings, we could see temperatures down into some 30s and 40s across parts of the upper Midwest, mostly middle and upper 30s in the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, but it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some of the traditionally coldest areas to slip down to close to 32 degrees, and any frost or freeze of significance that occurs in those regions should be fairly brief, somewhat on the soft side for frost, and the impact will probably be to burn a little bit of leaf mass, but we're not likely to see any permanent crop production cuts because of the coolness. Some of the more immature crops will suffer perhaps a quality decline if the soybeans in particular are rushed towards maturation without a completion of their normal development. But that would be a worst case scenario. Most of the cold is not going to be all that impressive. The rest of the Midwest will see lows will be in the 40s and perhaps some lower 50s as we get into the coolest days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.